perfectly right.
Hello. Welcome back to the, if you're coming back, I guess that would be a nice indication of your sticking around because you like the program. Do you love the host or you just like the program? What is there? I put this to somebody I'm close to. Do you really, is it just a good radio program or do you love the host? Who's banging around with a microphone? Is that you, Rebra?
That's not me.
Nice.
You always blame me for stuff. It ain't me.
But most of the time, it's so easy to blame you. That's what's so much fun about it. It's easy to blame Roberta. All right. So let's talk about blame as it affects the news. By the way, later in the hour, we're going to meet a gentleman named Frank Huguenard, who is a Renaissance man, produced some films. We carried, I think, Kenny, a few weeks ago, we had a trailer for one of his movies that we had as our video of the day at DougStephan.com. So he's going to join us. By the way, we have a great video of the day today at DougStephan.com from the Muppets. They're performing Carol of the Bells. I think we ought to listen to this in a little bit, and we will as we have time. The poll today having to do with Christmas, how many Christmas cards have you sent this year? A, over 50. B, between 25 and 50. C, between 10 and 25. D, less than 10. E, I'm mailing all mine out this year. I haven't sent any yet. Is F and G, I'm not sending any this year, which is my answer. I don't send Christmas cards out because I don't want to. I say Merry Christmas to the people that I want to talk. I'll call them on the phone and send them an email. Talk to them on Christmas Day if I can. Roberta, how many Christmas cards you sent out this year?
Zero.
And listen to how defiant she's out. Zero.
I have not sent out Christmas cards for 18 years.
Yeah. And say hi to the people that you love. All right, so where's Roberta? I mean, Jennifer, we got her fixed up yet, or is that still a mess?
But, you know, but with today, you know, we send emails. I post, you know, holiday greetings on Facebook. I mean, you know, I don't send out paper Christmas cards, but I certainly, you know, wish the holidays on people, you know, electronically.
Yeah.
Christmas cards have become so passe. I was looking through my little storage container, and I usually keep people's Christmas cards from the following year. And last year, I had a whole stack. This year, I've probably gotten maybe six cards.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
I only got one this year from my mailman because he's looking for a tip.
Of course.
Yeah. One I got.
Yeah, my mailman's going to get a tip. My tip for the mailman is get a new job at 6:30, 7 o'clock at night to get the mail here. All right, so the poll yesterday, I didn't ask Kenny though, did I? What about Christmas cards for you, Kenny?
Zero.
Zero.
I haven't sent out any, and since Christmas is just a few days away now, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to be sending out any.
Yeah. Our poll yesterday, what do you think about gift cards as Christmas presents? This is pretty telling.
Oh,
45% of you who responded at DougStephan.com said, I'm grateful for anybody who thinks enough of me to get anything. So whatever you want to get for somebody, you want to get them a gift card, whatever it is. Isn't that nice? You're thankful.
We're so politically correct here.
We are, yes. There's nothing else. We are so politically correct. 27% of you said, terrific. One size fits all. I like to give gift cards. Let's see here. 15% of you said they are a cop-out from somebody who doesn't want to put any thought into a present. Other way around, from my perspective, I bought some gift cards for a restaurant and for movie theaters to give to the people on the farm because, you know, you can decide when you want to go to the restaurant and when you want to go to the movies. What's wrong with that?
That's good. And it's like with me, that's more of an experience. That's less than here's a Macy's card.
Yeah.
I think for work people, a gift card's fine.
I sent Roberta for Christmas a free pass to the Queen of Cheap Box at DougStephan.com.
Yes, and I received it and I put it up on the shelf.
Did you? Actually, the kids
so
just
I was
me.
So impressed by your generosity.
Oh, stop! Would you please? I just had. The generosity.
You'll love the Christmas present I sent you, Doug. You haven't opened it yet, and you will adore it when you see it. I got something for Charlotte, too.
Yesterday, I spent lunch, about a three-hour-plus lunch yesterday with my friend, and we were talking about gifts. She gave me a gift, and I said, why am I going to open it now? And she looked at me, and she said, what do you mean you're not going to open it now? Open it now. What difference does it make? Because I had that old suspicion that you ought not to. It was bad luck to open anything before Christmas.
Actually, Jen opened hers. I sure did.
Yeah.
I was worried it might have been something that my family couldn't have seen when Roberta said it. So, you know.
Right, yeah. Make sure. Yeah, anything comes from Roberta, you want to make sure you open when there's nobody else around.
Make sure that there wasn't, like, a battery operated something or other in the box.
package wasn't vibrating.
Yeah. All right, so the kids at the barn gave me a, and I'm trying to figure this out, it looks like there ought to be a button to make it work. This is where I should be better, Kenny, at just taking pictures of stuff and sending you so you can post it on Facebook. It's a bulldog, yeah. It's sort of a bulldog, but I think I'm supposed to open it because I think there's something inside of it. I'm sort of wondering, it looks like you're supposed to push. Oh, wait a minute.
It's a pooping bulldog, probably. Is it? Remember when I got you the pooping cow at Megan's wedding?
Yeah, right. I think I'm supposed to be able to push something here because it looks like it walks mechanically, but I can't make it work. I have to get them. I push the nose on the dog and everything else, but it's a bulldog anyway with a Santa's outfit on. So to finish off the poll on gift cards, so 15% said they're a cop-out. 11% of you said they're okay if it's for a store or a restaurant, that is a gift certificate, gift card. 2% said, I usually just lose them or forget that I even have them. And that's what the restaurant is counting on, because then they have no expense, and they've gotten 100% cash. Restaurants, store, anybody, they love to sell you gift cards, because many of them do not ever get used. That is correct. Is that the case with any of you who have gotten gift cards, Kenny? You get gift cards that you haven't ever used?
Once in a while I have one, or I don't use all of it, so I still have, you know, 10 or 15 bucks on it.
And right.
It's on my desk somewhere.
Yeah.
I am the worst at using gift cards. Oh, my gosh. I still have a whole stack of things that I even like. Mm-hmm. Like my favorite movie theater. I still have a $100 gift card to it. I have a $50 card to the Cheesecake Factory. It's, like, so annoying.
Oh, that's okay. Let's you and I use
we'll
that.
We'll have a little date movie.
No, I'm serious. Let's you and I will go to the marina. Or there's a Cheesecake Factory over where you are someplace.
We'd have to go to the one in Pasadena because the movie theater is in Pasadena, right, and it's a fancy one with the recliner.
Love the movie theater. There's movie theaters in Pasadena that I'll drive to Pasadena
to
go to the movie.
Yeah, there's some cool old ones.
There are. I love the old ones over there.
This one is like an older theater, but it's so nice on the inside. I have to take you there.
Right. Okay. So we'll do that. 14 past the hour, so we took care of all of that. I do want to spend some time the buses that are ferrying those people, the London theater that collapsed last night, they had ambulances all over the place. 76 people got hurt, and I think some people are talking about that, and a lot of people are talking about Target, and the focus now seems to be on how Target is handling or not handling this. Kenny, a lot of customers say that they're having trouble contacting Target over the theft of these 40 million cards are exposed, and Target doesn't seem to be stepping up to the plate. Am I right?
Well, I bet Target is overwhelmed. There are so many millions of people involved.
Yeah, they maybe just can't handle it. They weren't set up, and they weren't expecting that sort of thing. I will have a hard time blaming Target for this. They're trying to figure out how to handle it. They're going to get shellacked for the rest of the season. As Roberta said, a New York Target store pretty much empty in the city. So.
Right before the holidays, too. Very unusual.
Yeah, right. Okay. The thing that's unusual about GenuCell, this is a stem cell therapy product. That's what's unusual about it. And it's used now far and wide by people who want to get rid of the bags and the puffiness under their eyes. This will come to you when you call an order. By the way, I give you the number a couple of times. People say sometimes you read the number too fast, Doug, or you don't repeat it often enough. So here's the number for GenuCell. 800-543-9262. Okay? 800-543-9262. Everybody get that number? This is a way to protect the longevity of your skin stem cells while preserving the beauty of your skin. That's what this stuff does. It's a serum. It's not sticky. Put it on your hands. Roberta's been using it. I've been using it. 95% of those who have used it say that their skin has shown dramatic improvement. So that's pretty cool. The fact that it works. And it doesn't work for you, maybe. You try it and you'll send it back, get your money back. They're not trying to stick you. They want you to be proud and happy with their products. GenuCell Serum to address the problem of the small lines, the puffiness around your eyes, crow's feet, that sort of thing. Call 800-543-9262 And mention Doug Steffen, you get the legendary Esotique, a jar of Esotique face cream that comes with it as a gift. And if you call him today, you get express holiday shipping free too. Get it in time for Christmas. Great stocking stuffer. Give the gift to yourself or to others who can use it. Genucell stem cell therapy serum to get rid of the puffiness and the lines in your eyes, around your eyes. I don't know to get rid of the lines in your eyes, but around them. 800-543-9262.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.64%. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Cafe Nashville.
Welcome to Cafe Nashville News. I'm Dallas. Willie Nelson and Kris Kristofferson have reunited in the new Christmas movie, Angels Sing, starring ABC Nashville's Connie Britton and new American Idol judge Harry Connick Jr. Angels Sing was recently judged as family approved for all ages by the prestigious International Dove Foundation. The film received rave reviews in the New York Daily News, which said it was sweet and Christmassy. The Washington Post calls it a sweet-natured ode to Christmas. Angel Sing debuted at South by Southwest with sold-out screenings at the Heartland Film Festival. The movie is in select theaters across the country and is now available on DVD, Blu-ray, and video on demand. Angel Sing is a proud supporter of the Ronald McDonald House Charities. This heartwarming family Christmas comedy is available to consumers just in time for the holidays. The film premiered in theaters and on demand earlier this month. Angel Sing, available on Blu-ray and DVD nationwide. That's Cafe Nashville News. When we know more, so will you.
Parents of America, you need to stop what you're doing and listen to me. If you've ever seen your kids playing an air guitar of any kind, everyone loses. Luckily, Guitar Center is here to help with amazing holiday deals on all sorts of instruments. Like a full-sized Ibanez acoustic guitar for just $89. A 7-pack of Hohner harmonicas for just $16. Or a Toca djembe drum for just $29. Come on, America, love your kids. Give them the greatest feeling on earth this holiday. The Guitar Center Holiday Sale, now through Sunday.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor?
Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators in the Vier Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, 139. Plus bamboo, hand scrape. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Hey, Doug Steffen, Good Day program at 20 minutes after the hour. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, all here at your service and on your side. We'll meet Frank Huguenard, documentary film producer, in the next half hour. Time for a 2020 news quiz question. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Who is Major General Michael Carey? And why are we talking about him today? Why would we be talking about Major General Michael Carey? 888-302-3684 to win a swell prize. If you know the answer, 888-302-3684. Major General Michael Carey. Why are we talking about him today? 21 after the hour on Good Day.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last. to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This isn't Bubba Claus, though, right, Kenny? Another.
No.
Oh, my heavens. Let's go through the top 10 songs, shall we, right now, from the soundsofchristmas.com website, which is managed by our own Ken Kessler. Every year, the last, what, 4 or 5? 6?
This is number 7.
7 years you've been doing this. Cool. Good for you. Yeah. Kenny puts together thousands and thousands of songs, and then he monitors how often they are requested and downloaded by the fans of the website. So you can go there, obviously, free of charge, and get a lot of different tunes than what you're listening to with the same old 45. The songs that are played over and over again by the folks that are running Christmas radio station in your community. By the way, I have the list of the top 10 most listened to songs on the radio this year. I'll get to that after we do the top 10 songs from the Sound of Christmas. So Wilson Pickett is number 10 from 1982, his version of Silver Bells. Next is Bobby Sox. Roberta, 1963, number one Christmas song, Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans, number 9 this week on the Sounds of Christmas. This is a Phil Spector special. It's all the background singers with the Ronettes. That's what this is. Crank it up. It sounds just like a Phil Spector tune, because it is, right? But doesn't that sound great? The funk, not the Funk Brothers, but it's the Wall of Sound, right? No, the Wailing, the Waxing, the Wrecking Crew, that's who it is. With this group of serious, crank it up. Was Frank Sinatra on the Sounds of Christmas list today.
Oh, gosh, by golly.
1957 recording Mistletoe and Holly.
Mistletoe and Holly.
Number 8.
Tasty pheasants.
Uh-oh.
Christmas presents.
Have we heard this before? This is out first this year. The Big Bag Voodoo Daddy's version of Run, Rudolph, Run. Okay. It's brand new this year.
Right.
Do we have these guys?
I think they had another...
They
have no, we didn't. Huh. But they had another song in the top 10 a week or so.
Okay, right. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy's Christmas album. This is Run, Rudolph, Run, number 7 on the countdown of the Sounds of Christmas best. They're not selling necessarily, but the most listened to tunes. 6 belongs to Ray Charles.
Christmas is the time of year.
From 1985.
Being with the
such
ones
a downer. I don't like these down tunes.
So
all right, so, but that's only me. You obviously like it because it's number 6 on the list of the top 10. Andy Williams in 5th place. Quarter 1974, his version of Hark the Herald Angels. I miss Andy Williams.
Never
knew. Lived a great life, though, by his own admission. And that's what we can all hope for, right at the end of the day. Talk about what a great life you've had. Hopefully you're working toward that. Have a great life every day. Give thanks. It's a good tune. I like this, even though it's kind of religious. It fits. Well, everybody like this song?
I do. I like this version a lot.
Yeah, it's nice. Number four, that crazy Soupy Sales.
The service, watch out. Hold that wind. Be fun to look over there. Santa Claus is serving two times.
Number Soupy Sales, 1962. Number three belongs to Roger McGinn. Brand new this year. Came upon a midnight clear. Number three on Kenny's list. All right, we're going to squeeze the other two in here. Slim Jim Phantom, Christmas Tree Boogie from 2007. Look at all the songs that are new. And number one is Joel Kopiski, who was here yesterday. This is the number one tune on soundsofchristmas.com. Ground Control to Santa Claus.
This is frustrating.
But I come home, I take my glasses off. 90% of the time, I remember where they are. 10% of the time, I don't, and I go nuts trying to find them.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
My wife has a different solution. She has two pairs of reading glasses in every room in the house.
Gary Kay covers technology on AARP.org, and he likes the glasses tracker.
It's like a little neoprene Velcro strap. It goes on the earpiece of your glasses. It has almost a paper-thin, round-button battery in it, so it's really not uncomfortable. And there's a smartphone app that works with it.
Tap on the app and your glasses buzz.
Or if you've walked way away from them, it will give you a map of the last place that your glasses were.
Tap on your glasses and your cell phone beeps, so finding that gets easier too. For info on products that locate things around the house or further afield, check our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Ahoy, young swashbuckler. It's time you put me, the Fisher-Price Imaginex pirate ship, on your holiday list. We'll travel to the land of 1,000 wedgies, sail the treacherous stinky feet sea, to find the treasure chest filled with candy. Ooh, we're going to have fun. I mean, harg.
Want Fisher-Price for play school toys? Get to Kohl's for a sale so big. We're staying open 6 a.m. Friday through 6 p.m. Christmas Eve. Kohl's, expect great things.
Hours may vary. Visit Kohl's.com or store for details.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze-Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
This half hour of the Good Day program. Excuse me. Oh, my God. I just got out a pair of scissors because I was going to try to open up Roberta's present. And I was distracted by something Charlotte was doing.
And
I went back into the kitchen and I grabbed a handful of cashews.
And you always choke on those.
I know. I haven't done it for a while, but I was just feeling hungry. And it just sort of they reached out and grabbed me. Excuse me, so I may not make for a few minutes yet. Our 2020 News Quiz question asks you, who is Major General Michael Carey? Major General Michael Carey is in the news. Why would we be talking about him? What's the story with him? For a swell prize, if you haven't won on the 2020 News Quiz question, help yourself to 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DOUG. Who is Major General Michael Carey? We'll talk about him, get the answer to it before we meet Frank Huguenard, who is a very interesting man, film producer, humanitarian, scientist, inventor, you name it, he's done it. So I want you to meet him in a few minutes. Meanwhile, the continuing focus on the problem with Duck Dynasty. I have a comment from an email that a listener sent me to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Kenny's got some from Facebook.com/good day. You want to go first, Kenny? You want me to go first?
Why don't you go first?
All right. This is from Susan Bender, who writes, "My belief is that all political correctness or lack thereof stems from one underlying source. We, as the general public and or the official watch group, or plural watch groups, spend a lot of time creating what another's intent is and looking for things that can be construed as offensive." I'm with you so far, Susan. "Only the person making the comment knows where his or her heart and passion lies. We all believe many things and have that right as Americans in this once great nation to express ourselves. My son was a victim, as was I on many occasions, where my heart's intent was told to me by those on the outside who are absolutely wrong about my intentions. Where did any group of people or individuals suddenly get the right to state these things? This is the travesty. Something as simple as throwing a kickball on the playground and the terrible result of the chosen girl tripping over it, skinning her knees, resulted in my son's suspension and degradation for not being allowed to be on the safety patrol at school. I know you must think I need to get a life. No, I don't think that at all, madam. This is a simple example of exactly what you said. The parents of the girl called the school. The school teacher said something had to be done. Never mind that they had a fifth grade crush on each other. The girl was a bit clumsy. It was determined that my son acted with intent. That son turned 31, but the example is relevant today. The incident negatively affected his life for the following 2 years. We all need to stop this escalating habit of instilling our thoughts and values onto others' actions and intents. We do still live in a free nation. I kind of agree with this, Susan. She lives in every country.
She's right, for sure.
I don't think that there's much argument from anybody. All right, Kenny, what's on the Duck Dynasty? This is, again, the Duck Dynasty situation comes about. We have all these things, and they show up all the time. All these crazy sort of value judgments based on what somebody said. Whether my position on this, I've made pretty clear, he wasn't, in my opinion, very smart to express himself because you don't talk about stuff like that if you want to continue doing a part of the show. But he has a different way of looking at it than I do. He has a different experience quotient. He grew up in a different world down there versus where I grew up. And so, you know, is he wrong?
I don't think he was being malicious, whether he was right or wrong or whatever. Right. I don't think what his comments were meant to injure or harm anybody.
I think if you was it Jay Leno who had the, or no, Conan O'Brien. Michael, play the Conan O'Brien cut. And this pretty much says...
This is the big story. A&E, you all heard this, A&E suspended the star of Duck Dynasty, Phil Robertson, after he made anti-gay comments. Yeah. Yeah, the head of A&E said, I am shocked that an old bearded duck hunter who lives with his kinfolk in the Louisiana bayou did not have progressive views on gay people.
That's pretty much it, right? What do you need to say after that? All right, Kenny, what do you have?
A couple interesting comments on Facebook. Steven says, the Duck crew have stated repeatedly that they are running short of ideas for the show. Phil has been stating he is tired of doing the show. So how do you end this show and still sell all the merchandise? I believe you just saw how it's done.
Really? No, I mean, well, good. That's an interesting and maybe correct way of looking at it. What else?
Mike says, I've never seen the show. Talk radio like yours is as reality as I want to get.
Thank you.
Well, we're pretty real. Sure. Yeah. Doug was just choking on a nut.
I have never, by the way, I've never seen that show either. Never seen that show.
That's interesting.
Any more?
Michael loves it. He's an expert.
Mm. Yeah, one more. Tim says, A&E can do whatever they wish. They are the employer. Yep. The employee works at the pleasure of the employer. Actions have consequences.
Amen.
That goes for both parties.
Yep.
The only one happy about this is President Obama. This takes the heat off of his failed health care program.
This is true. And Honey Boo Boo, who will now have the number one show on cable again.
Oh, my God. Hi, Kathleen is listening to us in Port Charlotte, Florida. Hi, Kathleen. Welcome
Hi,
to Good
good
Day.
Good morning, Doug.
Merry
I love
Christmas.
Your show. I love
Thank
everybody
you.
On your show.
Aren't you sweet? Thank you very much. All right, who is Major General Michael Kerry, and why would we be talking about him?
Okay, well, apparently last summer, well, he was on a missile security thing. He was charged with heavy drinking and associating with suspect women, and the events took place during a trip in July, and he was the leader of U.S. government delegation to a nuclear security training exercise.
In Russia.
And he was in charge of the 20th Air Force and responsible for 450 Minuteman, 3 intercontinental ballistic missiles stationed in 5 U.S. states.
Drunk as a skunk.
Drunk as a skunk and womanizing all over the place.
No!
Yep.
A major in the United States Army drinking, smoking, gambling, and carousing with women?
You got it.
My God. And at the expense of taxpayers?
You got it.
Oh, my. Oh.
Yep.
Can you imagine?
This has never happened before.
And in Russia where they have all that free vodka.
And you would think with all this secret stuff he was doing, he wouldn't have gotten himself caught.
In addition to not being very smart, he's not very smart.
No, he's not, apparently.
Kathleen's pretty smart.
Led.
All right, so we're going to make sure you get a swell prize. Merry Christmas, Kathleen. Thank you.
Christmas. Thanks,
Hold on
guys.
Just a second. In a moment, we meet Frank Huguenard. You're going to like this guy. Stand by. This is Good Day, 19 before the hour.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best.
real value for the money, and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
At Sports Authority, find the best holiday gifts for everyone on your list. We have thousands of items on sale now, like 25% off Nike fleece apparel and up to 50% off all treadmills, ellipticals, and exercise bikes. Plus, when you enter our $500,000 gift of sport holiday sweepstakes, you'll have your chance to win hundreds of prizes. Visit sportsauthority.com to enter and see official rules. Shop our great deals in-store and online today to see why there's nothing like the gift of sport. Sports Authority, all things sport and good.
A majority of U.S. states have laws that prohibit minors from buying tobacco products. However, many of those laws do not include vapor products known as e-cigarettes, which contain nicotine. David Powers, a senior public affairs executive speaking on behalf of Reynolds American, says youth access to e-cigarettes should be restricted just like any other tobacco product.
Our operating companies are working hard to prevent youth tobacco use. We're committed to the responsible sale of all tobacco products and tobacco-derived products, including limiting youth access to e-cigarettes.
What still needs to be done?
Like many others, we're calling on governors in 22 states to support initiatives that impose an age requirement for the purchase of e-cigarettes, similar to the age restrictions for all tobacco products.
To learn more about this important effort and how you can support it, go to transformtobacco.com and click on the Youth Tobacco Prevention section. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time. When cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Parents of America, you need to stop what you're doing and listen to me. If you've ever seen your kids playing an air piano of any kind, it's not cool. Luckily, Guitar Center is here to help with amazing holiday deals on all sorts of instruments, like a Casio digital piano for just $349, a Kohala ukulele for just $29, or a pair of AKG headphones for just $19. Come on, America, love your kids. Give them the greatest feeling on earth this holiday. The Guitar Center Holiday Sale, now through Sunday.
Hi, we have 17 before the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program where Roberta and Jennifer and Kenny and I entertain Frank Huguenard, who has been responsible for a number of interesting films and how he gets there. Frank, welcome to Good Day. I'm interested in how you get, when I say how you get there, I guess there are two different answers to that question. Number one, how you got to where you are as a film producer, the subject matter of the films. We had a trailer for one of them. There's sort of a trilogy of films, at least the ones that have I found interesting, Beyond Me, Beyond Belief, and Beyond Reason. What is there about Frank Huguenard that we ought to know, and why is it that you seem to be a progressive thinker, at least in the way that you look at the world?
Probably because I didn't grow up in Louisiana in the Bayou.
And don't have a beard, right?
And I don't have a beard, absolutely. You know, how I got to be where I am right now, that's a really long story. It'd probably take a couple hours. But I would like to point out, first of all, that these films are free online on my website. I've made them sort of as a service to humanity. They're extraordinarily thought-provoking and profound, and this time of year I think they're very relevant. So you can go to my website. If you just Google Beyond Me Frank, it's the first thing that comes up, but the website is beyondmefilm.com. And like I said, the films are free for everyone. If anyone wants a DVD, there's a way to get those too for a very low price. My entire life, I've had a series of psychic experiences, precognitive dreams, a bit of clairvoyance, nothing really reliable enough to bet on the stock market or anything, but certainly a lot of things that led me to believe that there was a lot more than what we're taught and something beyond the realm of the physical plane. So it was always something that I sort of dabbled in. And then 10 years ago, my life was really basically a train wreck. I had invented a product that was basically the same thing as Skype 4 years before anyone had heard of Skype. It also had YouTube built into it, and I got fired for that.
Really? You got fired for developing a new technology? That, what, because they wanted to steal it and not pay you for it? Why did you get fired?
No. And don't get me wrong. I mean, I wouldn't be where I am right now if this hadn't happened. But they thought it was a stupid idea and a waste of company resources. And YouTube got bought for $3 billion. Yeah. Skype got bought for $3 billion.
Obviously, those guys were geniuses. Yeah. We love guys like that.
Yeah. And this is happening at the same time as my best friend and mother was losing her battle with breast cancer. So it was kind of a brutal time in my life. And like I said, I'd always dabbled in, you know, sort of the metaphysicals. And so 10 years ago, and by the way, I'm really glad you had a chance to meet Philip. He's a phenomenal teacher and a good friend of mine.
Philip Farley. What's his last name?
Philip Frazier.
Frazier. Was the person, when you heard me talking about learning meditation a couple of weeks ago, Philip was the fellow who came to the farm and taught us about meditation, and it was one of these people that you think, I describe some folks as being between here and there, and he is.
That's how we describe him.
Yeah, no, he is. He's between here and there. And I think you have to be between here and there. Some people have said that about me, not necessarily with the same intention, but I frankly sometimes think I'm between. I think we all have the potential, and that's really why I wanted you to come on today. You were talking about your background and stuff and how you come at certain stages. When I say you, I'm talking about all of you or all of us. How we come to certain values or judgments, decisions, or you decide you're going to expand your horizons, increase your ability to do this, that, or the other thing. And it happens to many of us, I don't know if it's most of us, at certain points in our lives. Maybe it's in our 40s or 50s or 60s, but and more and more men, I think, are reaching out for that. That's really, I think women have found it easier to be involved in some of the things that you and I are talking about, but you and I have an interest in these things that are, as they are beyond me, they are beyond belief, and they are beyond reason, according to many people. That doesn't mean that they don't find a home in our minds, in some people's minds, right?
Absolutely, and beyond me really, beyond me is the one really that is all you need to see, and it draws a direct link in between the migration pattern of monarch butterflies and exactly what you're talking about, why we do the things in our lives, so why we make the choices, how fear runs our lives. It's quite fascinating.
Well, it's fascinating because you use symbolism, that people can say, well, what the heck, what do butterflies have to do with that? I will tell you, when my dear friend and farm manager Edgar died a year and a half ago, he always had loved butterflies. And when my friend Meredith and Georgette, his wife, bought a tree and we put it in the backyard, as soon as it was planted, it was covered, surrounded by butterflies. And we don't have butterflies around here. So,
right. Yeah, yeah, that kind of story doesn't surprise me at all. It's really quite amazing. And so I learned a lot over the last 10 years, and I wanted to take all the wisdom and knowledge that I'd gained and the experience that I had through meditation and put it in these films. And I really didn't have any experience, but I took all my background in software engineering, and I just started making documentary films.
Didn't you do a crowdfund?
I did a crowdfund for Beyond Reason. The first two I just did on my own, and Beyond Reason, I traveled to India to film, so I needed a few K to do that.
And how'd that work? Did crowdfund work for you?
It worked. You know, I raised $2,500.
Okay, well, that helped you a little bit. Frank, let's have a continuing conversation, because I think there are a lot of things that you could teach a lot of us on an ongoing basis. So as we're tight on time today, I just want to introduce the audience to Frank Huguenard, and also introduce you to his films at beyondmefilm.com. Frank Huguenard here with us on Good Day.
Yeah. If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Guess who's singing this? Let's go around the room. This is Frosty the Snowman. Who's singing this? Kenny? Well, Kenny knows. Roberta, you know who's singing this?
It's not Bruce.
Nope. It is. It begins with a B, though. What about you, Jen? Jen, you know who this is?
Burl Ives.
Man, another B, but no. Let's see. Who would know? Chuck, you probably know the answer to that, right?
No, I don't.
Really?
No.
This is one of the Christmas movies that went right to DVD in 2005, and maybe it's because Burt Reynolds is singing Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, it's right.
The movie called The Legend of Frosty the Snowman, and so it was something that people talked about in 2005, no question about that. So that's how we get started.
The original Frosty the Snowman, which I think was made in 1968,
really?
Is perfect 20 minutes of animation, storytelling. Everything about it is tremendously and perfectly magical. And then they made a sequel, I don't know, maybe 15 years ago with John Goodman as the voice of Frosty. And it's just, there's nothing, no magic, nothing to it.
It
doesn't work.
Yeah, right. That's a great observation, Chucker. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, to go through what movies are coming out this weekend they may want to go to see. Meanwhile, we have our usual daily contest to see if you can identify a movie, and because it's Christmas season, up until Christmas, I guess Christmas Day we'll even do this because we'll be live on Christmas Day. We have a Christmas movie that was number one during the season in 2000. So bring yourself back 13 years, figure out what the movie is, call us at 888-302-3684, win a swell Christmas present. Here's the first audio clue from this movie.
Yes, it's Christmas music. It's joyful and triumphant.
All right, 888-302-3684. Clue, I didn't like it. I don't like the character. I don't like the idea behind the character. I don't like any of the movies about him. Don't like any of the books about him. Bah humbug on this. But
other than that, you like it a lot.
Well,
right?
I like the author, and I love what he's done for children. I just don't happen to like the theme that's built around this character.
This is a perfect example of what Chuck was saying, that the cartoon version of this was perfect.
Yeah.
The movie version of this, way too long.
Awful.
Although good and fun to watch, but too long.
888-302-3684. Here's the next clue.
If you utter so much as one syllable, I'll hunt you down and gut you like a fish. Okay. If you like the facts, babe, press the star key.
888-302-3684. That may have given it away. All right, last attempt here to give you the info that you need to figure out what the movie is.
Look, I don't want to make waves, but this whole Christmas season is stupid, stupid, stupid.
All right, 888-302-3684, figure it out. Well, you're not going to be able to get in now because all the lines are busy, but somebody will figure it out, will have figured it out, and I'm confident we'll give away a nice Christmas present. Stand by for Chuckers' overview of what's coming out to the box office this weekend. Stand by for that on Good Day.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox. You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
All right, let's get to the stories about what's out this weekend, Chucker.
All right, Doug, two films go wide this weekend, American Hustle with Christian Bale, Amy Adams and Jennifer Lawrence, and Saving Mr. Banks with Emma Thompson and Tom Hanks. Both those films gotten real good reviews. Opening today wide, Anchorman 2, I don't know if you heard of it, but Will Ferrell and cast have been promoting this film as heavily as any movie I've ever seen, and also a kids movie, Walking with the Dinosaurs. Speaking of Paul Rudd, the co-star of Anchorman 2, officially signing on to play Ant-Man in the Marvel big screen movie. Of the unusual superhero.
I don't begin to get him.
I love that casting, though.
I know you do. Okay. Let's see here. Suzette is in Salt Lake City, Utah. Hi, Suzette.
Hi there.
What's the name of the movie?
The Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yes, ma'am. You got it. Thank you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.